You made 10 fucking bands. Boo this nigga right here. This nigga don't know what the fuck she's talking about. You don't know what you're talking about, bruh.
Okay, but also,
don't fuck up your money.
Other side, if Kaisen ass starts telling people, "Oh yeah, I fucked this girl. I didn't pay her full amount to hush money, and she still stayed quiet." Okay,
you know what?
Let's say she's running low on money.
You know what, bro?
What are you gonna do? You're gonna put yourself out there. How are you gonna put yourself out there?
Bob.
Of course she is.
Bob alert.
Of course she is. Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Just How It Is Podcast. It is episode 5. High five. We just did the Rock, Paper, Scissors Challenge. It was very fun.
Enter a clip here.
You feel me? It's for those of you who don't know, it's the challenge where you you basically
play rock paper scissors,
and then somebody, if I lose, I'm gonna have to run to go touch to a diff. Explain it to me for them, bro.
As you guys know, there's a trend on TikTok going around about them playing rock paper scissors and eating food. Whoever loses has to run. Whoever doesn't gets to eat.
And we just played that. It was fun. She won. You think you won?
Yes.
You think you got more bites?
Yeah.
She got more bites. More bites than me. We had Cabo Fresh.
We had a big fat burrito.
Big fat burrito. Steak burrito.
And a jarrito soda.
You hear what?
Jarrito.
Jarrito soda. Oh, very good soda. Very good soda. But yeah, man, welcome to another episode. Let me give a applause to whoever is listening, whoever is watching. We got like 10 plays the last episode.
10 plays.
Plays that, like, you know, people went to Spotify and listened to.
Oh, on Spotify?
Yeah. Check us out on Spotify and on YouTube. Okay. What else? I feel like you more in the frame than me. Are you more in the frame than me?
No, it's because you're looking at that one and you only see me. But if you look at that one, you can see both of us.
But yeah, there's a lot of shit that happened today. The past couple of days, actually. This week. Okay?
This weekend.
It's Sunday. What do you call it? What do you want to start with?
Let's start with the first thing that happened.
Wow.
The OJ.
Oh, yes. Let's start with OJ. Rest in peace to OJ Simpson. She was random as fuck. A random ass.
I didn't know that he had colon cancer.
Didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know
I
either.
I had no idea.
Didn't know he had colon cancer. No, it wasn't a prostate cancer.
What's your prostate? Where's your prostate?
It's the same thing? I don't know. But I saw prostate cancer.
Isn't that colon cancer?
I don't know.
I ain't no fucking doctor.
What do you call it? Yeah, rest in peace to OJ. As you guys know, he was a football player. He's famously known for getting away with murder. He did that shit, bro. There was too many evidence. There was too many evidence.
You know, I actually saw the picture of with the gloves that didn't fit, and they look like they fit to me.
Bro, he was faking it.
And
he was faking it.
Supposedly, he stopped taking his medicine or something so his hands could swell up so that they wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And they said that the only reason why, like, you know, like they had a jury there.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why they said not guilty, allegedly, was because of what happened to Rodney King. So they wanted kind of justice through him.
What happened to Rodney King?
I have no idea. I didn't look into
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, man.
It was like an eye for an eye type shit.
Watched plenty of documentaries on that whole situation.
Did you really?
Yeah. There's a Netflix series.
I didn't watch nothing. I don't know anything about
it. Bro, the evidence was... There was so much evidence against him.
Was there?
Yes.
Because I saw that they said that they didn't really have anything. The only thing that they had in court was, like, the gloves. So
bro,
it's like...
No, trust me.
If that's the only thing you had...
Trust me. I watched plenty of documentaries. Because it's so interesting. They make it so interesting. Like, it's like, you know, there's something like a good documentary where your eyes is glued to the screen of your phone, whatever the fuck you watch. Usually YouTube, whatever the fuck it is you watch your documentaries.
I should have watched them.
Footsteps. Like, blood, the chase. It's so much shit that was against him. And you could tell. I don't know if you saw that video when they called his verdict. When they came to the conclusion of his case.
Mm-hmm.
his best friend was Kardashian, was it? Robert Kardashian. And you could tell in his face.
He was like surprised.
Surprised. It's like, bro, he knows. And after that, apparently after that, bro, they wasn't close anymore. It's like, bro, he did that shit.
I mean, that's also when wasn't that also when the rumors started about how like Khloe Kardashian
could have been the father of Khloe.
I just said it like three times.
Oh, my fault. But yeah, there's a Netflix series, bro. Hold on. Let me tell you guys the name right now. I got the name. What is it called? Oh.
That you just said you had the name.
The People versus OJ Simpson American Crime Story. Great. 10 out of 10, actually. 10 out of 10 series. Very good. Go check that out. You feel me? A lot of jokes was being made, bro.
Even fucking
funny ass jokes.
Kaylin Jenner tried to hop in.
Yeah.
And then people were bashing her too, like, "Oh, you think you're the only athlete who can kill somebody and get away with it?"
Oh yeah, I seen that car accident.
Yeah, because they were recklessly driving.
Was he Kaylin? Was he Bruce when that happened? Or was it Kaylin?
I don't know.
I did it.
I don't remember.
Which is crazy, bro. Bro, first of all, America is such a crazy place. The way people make such a big deal when he
transition
to a woman. Like, they make it seem like she was the first person to do it. She won awards for that shit. It was ridiculous. But yeah, bro, Twitter was cracking jokes all day. There was a funny one I saw.
Which I don't understand why people like, bro. I feel like people pick and choose when they want to support somebody and when they don't want to support somebody. Like, okay, yes, he killed her. Cool. But then the same rappers that you motherfuckers like, if they get locked up for all the shit that they do, y'all be like, oh, free him. Oh, he doesn't deserve it. Why not? They have victims too.
Mm.
So it's like, y'all just like want to come up in here and like, oh, he was this, he was that, blah, blah, blah.
We're going to have to come to the conclusion that we all
pick and choosers
and professional hypocrites.
Yes.
I ended up on somebody's bio. He posts professional hypocrite. Let's just admit it. We are all hypocrites, bro. If Miley did something right now, free Miley, bro. You feel me?
It was me.
We pick and choose on who we like. If we fuck with you, if you do something, most likely we're gonna be like, all right, bro.
Just like the same people that are talking about, like, oh.
OJ though, ain't nobody gonna feel bad, bro, because bro.
Bro, how many?
What are you doing?
My foot got stuck and now I'm trying to put it back up. How many people, like, how many artists, like, be killing people and then they'd be like, oh, like, even.
They'd be chatting, bro.
Even, like, personal.
He actually did that shit. Nigga went to court.
No, because look at, what's his name? Melly?
How many people
said free him?
But they haven't come to a conclusion, though.
How many people are saying free Young Thug?
Okay, Young Thug didn't do that shit, though. He didn't do that shit. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
But, yeah, bro, there was one. What was it? Yo, Satan. There's a Satan Twitter account. And Satan tweeted, OJ just got here. What the fuck? Yeah. Shit was funny as fuck. I busted out laughing at work. There was another one.
The person who tweeted, Khloe Kardashian lost three fathers.
Three fathers? Who else? Oh. When he was Bruce and then his big transition. Do you think that that's true?
I mean, I don't think they're cool with her anymore.
Who?
With Caitlyn Jenner? I don't think they have a relationship with her anymore.
The family?
Yeah.
No way.
I think he started like talking shit about them or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they just cut ties.
Cut off?
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because it's like you were a part of the family for how long and now you become somebody else. You know.
What about the brother?
What's the brother's name? I don't know.
Robert?
Oh, wait, Rob?
Rob. What happened?
That's not his kid.
No, I'm saying, is he part of the family still?
Oh, I think yeah, but he's not in the show.
You don't want the fame? Crazy, bro.
Talk about Kim Kardashian. I mean, the Kardashian family. That show that she has with American Horror Story, she's actually very good in that show. I was surprised.
I thought she was in there for like an episode.
No, it's a whole season. Her. Yeah, she's like the PR or whatever. Of the artist.
It's really crazy how I feel like everybody who's in Hollywood can somehow act.
I mean, I feel like she plays that role really good because I feel like that's kind of like how she is in person in real life. I'm not saying she's a bitch, like the character, but I'm saying, like, you know, it's kind of like what she knows, what she does. So. Right, right. But yeah, it was pretty good. Anyways, rest in peace to OJ.
Where OJ, bro? Is there, nobody talk about the football. Even like the sports pages didn't post him.
Damn.
They, you feel me? Like, even though he played football, I think he, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, but he was pretty good. He was a good football player. None of that. But the nigga was guilty, bro. I don't give a fuck. He was guilty as shit. He did that shit. You feel me? So that's what happened. That happened when? What day happened?
I think Thursday.
The beginning of the week? That was the end of the week?
Yeah, I think.
Thursday or Wednesday?
Wednesday or Thursday, yeah. And I was at work. And I'm like, oh! Like, I was so, like, heartbroken. I don't know why.
You was heartbroken?
Not heartbroken, but I'm like, damn. Like, he died. Like, I don't know. I was so, like, in shock. I'm like.
I was in shock. I was like, damn. It was like a sad day. You know what?
I'm like, damn.
Because
like,
Because you know why I say damn?
Like, I never knew anything about him. Like, I never searched up any of, like, the whole case. I never searched anything. I never.
So why the hell were you sad?
I don't know. Like, it just, like, I don't know. It just hit me. I was just like, damn.
It's a damn. Rest in peace, OJ.
Yeah, and then I seen all the tweets, and I'm like, that's kind of fucked up. But then again, I don't know the whole story, so.
It's not fucked up. And bro, and he was making jokes about it.
Oh, yeah. I did see that video.
He did that shit, bro. I think he made a book about it.
I thought people used to think that it was his son that did it or something like that.
Hell nah, bro. It was OJ, bro. It was OJ. But yeah, rest in peace. Matter of fact, rest in peace to Nicole. That's her name. So, Nicole Simpson. His girl's name.
What's her maiden name?
The lady she murdered. The family got money from him after the verdict.
I thought he didn't
pay. Not guilty. No. I think he paid the money.
I thought he didn't pay, and then he did time after.
No, he paid them. He went to jail for doing some other bullshit.
I thought it was because he didn't pay.
No. He went to jail for stealing, for robbing, some why dumb shit.
You can't listen to everything you see on the internet because they don't be right sometimes.
You feel me? But yeah, we can move on from that. That was, you know.
Okay, what else came out?
Should we go with that tweet? What did that tweet say?
Oh, this girl. Tweet?
Okay.
This girl tweeted, "Husbands definitely come before kids. That's really not a debate. Damn, I can't read today." And then somebody, this other girl, quote tweeted it and was like, "Do y'all think about how this might affect the kids, especially the daughters? You're teaching them to always put a man first."
I like that quote. Let me go first.
Wait, which quote do you like?
What the girl quoted.
Okay, go.
What quote did I like?
No, I don't know, because
dummy, we got a dummy over here.
You're usually not on that side. You're
anyways,
the first tweet side.
I'm 100% on the your man come before your kids. All y'all out there, right, putting your kids or my kids gonna be, first of all, either you haven't found your husband, you haven't found your person, because you need to understand, your baby is going to leave you, they're gonna have their own life. What are you gonna do? Nobody wanna be alone. Nobody wanna be by themselves. Just because you put your man before, it doesn't mean your kid, you don't love your kid, you love your kid any less. It doesn't mean you love your kid any less. It doesn't mean that. But guess what? You're not gonna hold on to that baby. Guess what? I promise you, your kids are gonna find a man, they're gonna find a girl, and they're gonna put them first. They're gonna put their love life first.
So then why did you like the quote? If that was
No, I was getting on the original tweet. Okay. I was getting on the multiple things. I was gonna get to the quote. Don't interrupt me. Again. Do you understand me? But anyways, you out there, you mothers out there, it doesn't make you a bad mother. It doesn't make you anything. If I say, you know what, bro? Putting you first. Cause guess what? Them kids are gonna put themselves first. Understand that. Your kids are gonna put themselves first.
Not me though, mom.
Huh? Them kids are, and there's nothing wrong with that. I get it. It's an emotional, like, okay, of course I made this person, I'm gonna put you first. You come before anybody, nobody come before you. No. You're gonna raise that human being to be a good human. They're gonna grow up and have their own life. You leave me alone. They're gonna have their own life. They're gonna have husbands and wife. They're gonna have kids. They're gonna get married. They're gonna have their own life. You're not gonna hold on to them forever. So now what? When they let go, what are you gonna do? You tell me what you're gonna do. Who are you gonna be with?
That's true.
Who are you gonna be with? Exactly. And then if you try, oh, mom, come to like, your mom, find somebody. Like, they're not gonna have time for you. You're gonna beg them to spend time with you because you don't have anybody. So prioritize your partner. You're gonna die with that partner. You're gonna grow old with that partner, right? Your kids are gonna be old, bro. They're gonna move on. They're gonna move on and have their own life. That quote though, now, do y'all think about how this might affect the kids, especially the daughters? You're teaching them to always put a man first. First of all, that quote, I get. I get the statement, But I don't think it correlates with what that girl says. Because you make it seem like she's saying, yo, put a man before your career. Put a man before your health. Put a man before your physical health, your financial. No, she's just talking about kids. She's being specific. The quote is kind of like a, okay, you have to be specific. The girl is being specific because she said, move that leg.
Sorry.
Bruh. She said, kids. You talking about, oh, putting a man first. She never, okay, put him in first over what? Over a career? No, don't put a man over your career. You got to put you got to do what's best for you first. Then the better woman you are, the better husband, a better wife you're going to be. I truly believe that. Everything you lack of, you not happy with, is because you probably are not doing some self-work. If you take, okay, you in the gym, your physical health is good, you have, whatever, your career, you got some type of business, like you have basically, when it comes to a person that's like, okay, this person got everything checked off, you good. You put that first, you first. But she's talking about some kids here. Okay? But at the end of the day, of course, don't put nobody before you. Don't put nobody before you. But when it comes to creating a baby with a man, like if I have me and KG, I get a kid, I'm always going to put my girl over the kids. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's common fucking sense. Like I said before, it goes back to it. I'm going to, these kids, we're going to grow these, we're going to raise these baby. But see, and then guess what? They're going to go to high school, go to college. And guess what? They're going to go have their own life, bro. Now what? Oh, let me neglect my wife. Let me not put her first. Let me put her second. And because, yeah, it's my kids before. No, it's not my kids. It's me, my wife, then kids. The floor is yours, bruh.
Okay.
Then don't say anything that's going to piss me off. I think we already had this conversation.
I just feel like people have to stop. Like, there's a place for everyone in your life. Mm-hmm. Your kids and your husband shouldn't have to be fighting for a spot.
Your spot, right.
These are your kids.
Right.
This is your husband.
Right.
This is your mom. Like, everybody has a place in your life for a reason.
Right.
It's like your mom and your girl should not be fighting for the same place. That's weird.
Right.
It's like your kids and your husband should not be fighting for the same place.
Right.
When people say your husband comes first, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, fuck my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck if they need me. I got to be with my husband. I got to make sure that his needs
are met. It doesn't mean that. Exactly.
At the end of the day, who you're marrying plays a big role in your life.
Yep.
You should not be marrying somebody who
you don't like.
No, I'm not even saying that. Mm-hmm. You should not be marrying somebody who is not an adult, who can't do things by himself. Like, mm-hmm. if my man is hungry and my kids are hungry, of course I'm gonna cook and I'm gonna feed for my kids and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh,
you don't want a big ass baby, right?
I can't do this with you right now, honey, because I gotta take care of dad right now. It's not like that. It's not like that at all. And for her to say, oh, you're teaching your daughter specifically to choose a man first, like put a man first in life. It's not just a man. It's your husband.
It's your husband. Facts.
If you are putting
commitment, right?
If you are teaching your daughter to put random men that come in her life, and she's choosing these random men going over their house.
That's doing yeah. This, oh, you're that, cooking.
That's 100% different than you teaching your daughter, teaching your son. Your son is also going to learn from your father to put your wife first, to make sure that your wife's needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, teach them that so that then when they grow up and they get into a relationship and they get married, they understand what a healthy relationship, what a healthy marriage is going to look like. If I'm just taking care of my kids and my husband is over there and I'm not paying him any mind, I'm just paying my kids mind and I'm neglecting my husband as well.
You're going to hurt. Yes.
What are my kids going to see? They're mm-hmm. just going to see, oh yes, yep. I'm a good mother to you, but
you were terrible. Fucking. Yeah. It's not good.
It was not healthy. It was not happy. It wasn't a happy relationship. So that's what you're teaching your kid.
And sorry to cut you off. And I feel like, the better you are with your partner, that's gonna help the kids.
Exactly.
If you are a shitty exactly, it doesn't make no fucking sense.
A shitty partner,
your kids are gonna see that.
To mm-hmm. Your kids.
Your kids and are then, gonna see that.
Mm-hmm. And then this is why a lot of times mothers or fathers or whatever it is, when their kids grow up and they become their own person and they go and get married, they still want to be so involved in their child's life to mm-hmm. the point where you see that child. You see that son, whatever, mm-hmm. as a husband. That's not your husband. Your husband was back there and you paid him no mind.
No mind, yep.
So now that he's all grown up and now he got a wife, mm-hmm. you expect him to reciprocate the favor and put you before his wife. That's not it. Then the wife is going to be unhappy because, oh, he chooses his mom over this. He chooses his mom over that.
Yep.
But they never taught each other how, oh, a partner's, a fucking marriage is very important. So now how do you expect that child, that son, to respect his own marriage if his mom and dad didn't teach them that?
Yeah. Yes, cooking.
Your husband should come first. That does not mean neglect your children. Your kids, exactly. That does not mean that.
Yeah, I think that's your what it means. It doesn't mean that.
Come over here and do this right now. Meanwhile, your child is crying or your child is sick. A good husband, a good father is not going to expect you to neglect your own children for him.
Exactly.
So be very careful on who you marry and who you have kids with. Yes. Because I feel like that's such a big problem,
mm-hmm.
is that people are just having kids. People are not even getting married anymore. They're just having kids.
Having kids.
And then...
That's shots. People are not getting married anymore. They're just having kids.
And then expect their kids to be able to have a successful marriage. How?
Yep. And to be honest, that is the most important decision in...
And I'm not even talking shit because it's like, my parents didn't get married. My parents just had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Never married before. So it's like... I'm not like looking down on people who are not getting married, or I'm not looking down on people who don't have married parents. It's just like, you just have to do a little bit better for your own kids in the future.
Right.
It's all a circle of life.
It's exactly. I feel like, number one, a lot of people, because people don't understand, in this life, we're all going to end up with somebody. Most people, they're going to end up with a wife or a husband. If you are led by a good example growing up with your mom and your dad, that's only going to help you, right? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have a kid with somebody. And that's the most, that's like, yeah, after, okay, somebody said, after God, after, you know, after you, bro, that's
you
like.
You guys are literally like showing your child how it's supposed to
how
be.
How it's supposed to be, yes.
How it's supposed to be. If your husband is beating on you, leave that man, because that's when you're teaching your daughter, hey, that's okay, that's cool.
Like, yes.
Accept bullshit from your husband, or accept bullshit just because you guys are married, accept this or accept that.
Right.
Or just because you're in a relationship with this person, accept that.
Right.
And that's going to lead your children to be like, oh, okay, like, my mom
dealt with it. Right.
It's okay.
Right.
That's going to lead them to, like, some trauma shit that you don't want to deal with.
She's cooking, y'all. She's cooking. So, the point is, with the quote, oh, that you teaching your girl to put, what did she say? Putting
a man. That's what I don't like, is the fact that she said a man. She didn't say husband. The first girl said husband.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Husband definitely comes. Yes. People don't understand. That's a big word. Wife? Husband?
Not random man.
Not random man. Husband.
Not random,
exactly.
Boyfriend.
You're right. Not a boyfriend. A somebody I'm dating.
Yes.
Your husband? 100%. And to be honest,
if you are just dating somebody and that's not even the child, like that's not even
the
father.
Yes. Then okay.
And then, yes, you must put your child's needs.
Needs,
before.
Right. But if that person, right, let's say that person, you can see that person being your husband, boom, 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 boom. But like you said, yeah, the keyword is husband.
Yes.
Your husband come before, boom, boom, boom. Because it's what?
And let's say, even if they don't, not everybody believes in marriage, right?
Right.
So even if you don't believe in marriage, but that's somebody who you see as a long life partner.
Right.
Okay. As long as it's reasonable.
Right.
Not no, oh, my son is crying, my son is sick, but I'm going to go hang out with this man.
Right.
No. It's supposed to be somebody who you truly value, who truly, like, you see long term. It's not long-term, just picking right. any man that you want and picking them over your child. That's 100% no.
Speaking of marriage, I just seen a TikTok yesterday. Marry somebody that you can have a bad time with. I'm like, bro, that's dead ass facts. Because people always say, oh, yeah, boom, 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 boom. Marry somebody that you can have a bad ass. Let's say, you know what, boom, something happens to you right now. And
like,
okay, basically,
you can struggle with
now you can struggle with somebody, because I think life bad shit is gonna happen. That's when you realize, bro, that's fact. That's when you realize who's real in your life, who's real friend, who's there for you. Mm-hmm. That's the person you need to marry. Like right now, let's say you know you lose something, you lose your job, you lose your car, and let's see how I act when you in bad times.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person you marry. Facts. It's not, because life is not fucking cakes and candles all the time. Life be hard. So it's like, you got to marry somebody that you can have a bad time with. Not to cut, you know, not to lose the topic we were talking about. But no cap, if you got a husband, do not neglect your husband for your kids,
I've
bro.
I've also seen, like, a lot of times, like, people go on TikTok, like older ladies, they go on TikTok. I saw one older lady crying on TikTok talking about like, oh, her kids abandoned her. Like,
yes.
This whole time, like she didn't want to date. Like, I guess her and her,
ex-husband
or her baby father split up. And then they were talking, she was crying. She was like, oh, my kids are neglecting me. My kids this and that. Like, right. I gave them my whole life.
Shitty kids,
them.
Right.
And then it's you just have to see, like, okay, now you and your husband break up or, like, divorce or whatever.
Yep, you old.
And you're older now.
It's harder.
Your kids are grown. They're living their own life. And you're going to be alone.
Yep, and people say, oh, you have kids.
Not
it's what?
To say that it's not okay to be alone because, yes, of course, if you're in a bad situation.
It's best to be alone if you're in a bad situation.
Or, like, even if you just like being alone. But it's, like,
basically, bro, I feel like...
You can't just give your kids
your whole life.
Your whole life.
Because you need to understand. They're okay. I know we love kids, but they also think as shitty-ass kids out there. Certain kids don't give a fuck. People that say... There's a bunch of people that's in nursing homes. Their kids don't come see them. When y'all get old, your kid's not going to come see you for real. Not every kid, obviously. Not everything. Not every kid. But the point is, bro, if you got a husband... If you got a husband, put your husband, put you.
Just be smart about it.
Be smart. Okay.
Just be smart about it.
Obviously, don't. Okay. If your kids are hungry and your husband is hungry, bro, just feed both of them.
Feed all of them. Yeah.
Like, don't just, you know what? My kids are going to starve. Don't be stupid, basically, bro. It's common fucking sense. You got kids. So, babe, okay. I'm going to cook for all of y'all. Boom, boom. Don't starve your kids and feed your. But your husband, your wife and your husband, I don't think I understand how this, that's a big title.
It's also like they come first when it comes to like problems that come up, yep. That rise.
Yep.
Make sure you and your husband that's are another on the thing. Same page. Like,
yep.
You don't just side with your kids. You know, sometimes you have to side with your husband and that's what it is.
She's cooking. When y'all have issues, when issues in the house, you're going to sit down with your husband to figure it out. Yo, baby, what we're going to do? How we're going to go about this? Okay, how are we going to go about this? How are we going to solve this issue? So, when that girl says, oh my, it's like, and another thing too, you know, social media has that agenda of, oh, fuck, man, but bro, we need each other. As much as y'all want to fucking, oh, fuck, man, we need each other. I need her, she needs me. Like, we need each other, bro. Don't push that toxic shit on social media on your kids. Matter of fact, you should teach your kids, bro, the better you are, okay, number one, take care of you, of course. But don't go out here and find you a husband. Find you somebody that values you.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what it is. You guys make it seem like, oh my God. Oh man, bro.
I'm not gonna pressure my.
No, it's not pressure.
Because there's some people who pressure their kids. Like, oh, you gotta get married. You're getting at a certain age. You gotta get married. You gotta do this. I will never pressure my kids into getting married. If it happens, it happens.
Right.
If they end up finding somebody that they want to live the rest of their life with, and they're willing to marry that person. Oh, great.
Right.
I applaud you, but also I'm not going to pressure my kids into being like...
I'm not pressuring you.
You have to get married, because then they get into a toxic marriage, or they get into a horrible marriage,
right,
and then
right.
They divorce or whatever. Or like that.
That's weird, but first of all, that's low-key weird, bro.
What?
Parents that trying to like force that marriage shit, bro.
I mean,
like,
there's cultures that are like that.
Marriage should never be forced, bro. It shouldn't be forced. It got to be something, number one. It got to be something...
It can't just be love. Marriage?
Hell no.
Cannot just be love.
Hell no. Love is not enough, bro. Mm-mm. Love is, bro, people don't understand. Respect, communication.
Basically, love really is nothing.
Love, because, okay, I feel like everything else, right? Loyalty, respect, that all plays. It's like, this is love and there's layers to love. If you don't have these stuff.
No, I feel like love is down here.
No, bro.
Yeah.
Because if somebody love you, okay, there's love, right? There's love. Love has respect,
love,
loyalty.
Love comes.
Love, okay. Love, loyalty. What's O? What's L? L's loyalty, listening,
observing.
What's V?
L is for the way you look at me.
What's V?
V is very.
What's the word?
Extraordinary.
E. But bro, the point is, bro. Okay, let's
yeah, let's shut the fuck up
about this topic. This topic is, if you have a kid, of course, love your kid, bro.
Yes.
But if you got a man, make sure you prioritize your man.
To a certain extent.
What do you mean?
To a certain extent. Like, don't overdo it.
But
that's what
I'm... But I feel like the better you are to... Because it's what? Because...
No, but I'm saying to a certain extent, as in, like, don't neglect your kids just to prioritize your husband.
No, of course. But yeah, anyways. Yeah, that's on that.
And they're all different spaces in your life. Let's just get that straight up.
Right.
Everybody's a different space. Your mom, your dad, your husband, your kids. They all have their own spot for a reason.
And somebody... Oh,
you're
somebody,
not calling your kid your husband because he's not your husband. He's your kid.
Somebody commented... That's what you got from that, for real. Like, how did you get that from that? But anyways, let's.
They were cooking her in the.
The girl.
Yeah.
Sure, there is. Because I'm sure girls. Yeah, there's girls. When you hear husband, it's a different title to it.
Yes.
It's not. Oh, I put your boyfriend before. This is my husband.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Any decision? Yeah, people don't say like literally anything decision. They're gonna call your husband. Let me call my wife. Let me call my husband.
Since we're talking about husbands, we should talk about the lesbian BFF and the gay
BFF.
Oh,
before we started this pod, she was on TikTok. There's a video of this girl talking about her man got a...
Her fiance.
Her fiance got a best friend. A
lesbian best friend.
A lesbian best friend. And she wanted to hang out with him. She wanted to go bowling.
The best friend wanted to hang out with the girl's fiance.
But the fiance wanted to come bowling.
Yes.
She wanted to join him. And the lesbian said...
The lesbian. The BFF.
the lesbian BFF said, I wanted to be just...
I thought it was just going to be us.
Us.
And then the girl fiance...
Is very like... What's up with that?
She felt kind of like, oh, why can't I come?
What's
like, I know I can't feel some type... Like, I trust you guys because, you know, I know that she's not interested in men.
Right.
But it's just like, why can't I come?
Right.
Can I say my response to it?
Yes, the floor is yours, bro.
I think that it's like having any of your other friends. Mm. Like, you don't always want to be... She said, oh... You know, if you're engaged with somebody or they're living with somebody or they're married, they come as a pair. Right?
Right.
Like if you invite one, you already know the other one's coming.
Right.
I don't think necessarily it should be like that all the time.
Right.
Because like, what if it's just like, okay, you know that she doesn't like men, so that's not it. So it's like if one of his guy friends invited him out and he was like, oh, I just thought it was going to be us two.
Personally, yeah, that is true. Yeah.
If I had a gay best friend and he asked me, oh, let's go bowling. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then you asked me, oh, I want to go bowling too. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask him. And he says, no, I thought it was just going to be us two. I don't think you should feel some type of way about that because it's like, it's not always going to be you and me and him. Sometimes he might not want to feel like a third wheel, or maybe he has something personal that he wants to talk about.
Oh, right.
And then, or maybe he just wants to have like us time. And then you being there is kind of like, oh,
weird. It's not the same.
Like, yeah.
Right. Certain people, they can't really be how they are if somebody else is around them.
If their partner's around them, they won't act the way that they would with their best friend.
Okay.
But it's like, yeah, I don't think that there's necessarily anything wrong with that. Only if, like, it's an every time thing.
What do you mean?
As if, like, if you're always hanging out with her alone and it's just you two, like, anything you guys do is just you two and I'm never invited, then I'm gonna feel some type of way about that. Not because I think you guys are doing anything, but it's because why don't you want me there? Like, cool. Do you not like me? Do you not fuck with me?
Okay, good question. Do they have to like you? Does my friends have to like you? Nobody gotta like you.
I'm not saying like, oh my God, we're so close, but to a point where I can't even be around if you guys are hanging out.
Or what if he's lying? That's kind of okay.
What if he's lying
about her being a lesbian? I'll have to. Okay,
I don't know. She probably knows her.
The way she, what do you? No, don't touch that. Don't touch that. What do you call it? Yes. Now that you said that, because before I was like, what the fuck? Why can't I be around y'all? Like, but now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm thinking about it. It's my turn.
Sorry.
Bruh. Anyways. First of all, yeah, if you hanging out, if you one of those people who's hanging out, if your partner's hanging out with their friends and you want to hop on. No.
I mean, sometimes you could.
Unless you're doing something. Okay.
You could want to do something that they're doing. Like, if I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the shooting range with.
Unless me and you don't do nothing.
KV.
Me and you don't do nothing at all.
And you're like, oh. Come, that sounds fun.
No, I'm saying unless me and you doesn't do anything. Oh, let me see. How do you look like?
Like a princess, like a goddess.
I want you to look like center of the vertical one. But yeah, I
want to be like that.
Yeah,
I want to be like this.
Like this, okay. What was I saying? If you hanging out with your friends, bro, I don't want to be around there. I don't want to be around. If you got a gay best friend, a gay guy, but first of all, I need to double check.
How you going to double check?
No diddy. No diddy. No diddy, bro. But I'm just saying.
But she did say that she trusts him 100%. She knows that she is, in fact.
She is 100%, right.
Yeah.
My answer to her, okay, to her, bro, she don't want you there. It's that simple. Maybe she wanted to talk about something personal. Mm-hmm. You feel me? If you trust him, at the end of the day, she is his friend. She's not your friend. So not everybody got to be all buddy, which maybe didn't.
Maybe they just want to have a nice fun night out. A nice
friend, best friend night out.
Yeah.
You don't have to be there, bruh. But.
And they're just going bowling. Now, I would understand if they're going out to the club or something and she doesn't want him there. I mean, doesn't want her there. What's the problem? You going to go to a club without me?
Why not?
Because, nah.
You wouldn't let me go to the club without you?
Why? Why you want to go without me? What are you going to do over there? What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
Unless it's a birthday.
Okay.
Okay, cool. But if she's just like, oh, let's go out, let's have drinks.
Okay, let's say that. What's wrong with going to the club?
Nah.
Why?
Because I said no.
Huh?
Because I said no. Nah.
I'm so confused. What is up? What's wrong with going to the club?
I'm just calling you right now. And being like, yo, bro, let's go to this club tonight. I'm be like, I'm going with you.
What do you think the club is?
I don't give a fuck. I'm going with you.
Why?
Because I am. You're not going to a club without me. Unless it's... No, even if it's a birthday, I'm coming.
even if it's a birthday, you coming?
Yeah. It depends. If you tell me, oh, I'm going to the bar with Windrus. Okay, cool. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You going to a club? Like, for what?
If that's me, let's go to Capricorn.
For what?
Boys not out? Bro, I can trust you with... If you go out your girls, bro...
That's different.
How is that different? What I'm the an fuck? Angel. Bro, no. Guys, girls are more likely to get hit on at the club. I know I'm in a relationship, right?
And I'm going to say no. But you guys are more likely to go up to girls.
That's not true, bro. Okay, no. It's... Okay, that is true. Guys, but why the fuck would I do that?
I said no. No means no. Anyways.
Right, quick question. Are you guys letting your partner go to the club without you? Are you letting your man go to the club without you? Are you letting your girl go to the club with her homegirls? Why is it okay for them to go, but not for me and my homeboy to go?
Girls are different.
Girls are different. Y'all literally have men.
Girls are different.
Let me finish. Let me finish, bruh. Y'all go out there. Men come at y'all. Men be on y'all dick. Yo, let me buy you a drink, bruh. Let me buy you this. Let me buy you that.
Is it cheating to let a man buy you a drink? And
you know what's crazy? With the crazy ass niggas we got out there, y'all have no choice but to speak to them because these niggas be killing girls if you reject them. Uh-huh. So that's why y'all shouldn't go.
Exactly.
Y'all shouldn't go to the club.
We can go. So women have to stay home.
Yes, and watch the kids.
Men, stop being weirdos.
No, it's not. Okay, they're crazy niggas. I think, okay.
We have to.
Would you rather be alive? Be alive and safe at home? No, or that to the men. Be at the club and
stop
die?
Stop being weirdos.
What do you mean?
Accept rejection.
You niggas out there that can't accept a rejection, y'all some losers. But anyways, yeah, the chance of you getting hit on is way much higher than me. Ain't no girl gonna hit up on me.
But when I...
Ain't no girl gonna be like, yo, Chanel, yo, let me buy you a drink.
Out. Oh, what did I give my Instagram out or whatever? And you got mad at me. And bro, I'm like, you don't understand what it's like to be a girl.
Bro.
You don't understand what it's like to be a girl.
Bro, let me finish. Let me explain it, bro.
Oh, these men are crazy.
Let me explain it, bro.
You can't even say no because these men are crazy.
Let me explain it. Her situation.
And I blocked him right after. My brother,
let me finish, bro. We had her dad owns a club.
A bar.
A bar / club.
Okay.
It's a dance floor. Her abs are a bar, club.
Her abs?
We are at the bar. Was it just us or your friends was there?
My friends were there.
Were friends there?
My friends, Lee.
Kim was there?
Kim.
A random nigga was sitting. We were
He's
sitting.
Not random, first of all.
Let me finish. I'm not finished. Okay, you are interrupting my interlog.
Interlog.
We at the bar. This guy started talking to her. Some nigga, some old nigga, probably in his 40s, 30s, 50s. Mm-hmm. He's talking to her, and she gave him his Instagram. I was like, you at your dad's bar, your dad is here, I'm here, your uncle is here, your friends are here, there's so many people around you, where if you tell him, no, I don't feel comfortable getting my Instagram, what is he gonna do in that situation? He is in the bar, where your dad's bar with security, your dad, me, your uncle, your friends. You can't tell that guy, I don't feel comfortable because I have a man. She gave him his Instagram, but she did block him though. But I do get it. Niggas are crazy. But it was just, you know, I'm not done. Ugh. It was just where we was at. I'm around you. What the hell are you scared about? You don't think I'm going to fight? If a nigga get crazy around here?
First of all, you just said. I'm going to grab a bottle women can't even say no because men are crazy. Right? Okay.
Well, not all men.
Right. Okay. But you can't tell by looking at somebody if they're crazy or not.
That is true. So a nigga could be all cool and tender.
Now, this situation, right? Yes, we are at my dad's bar. I know that. So now he was like two people away, I think. My uncle
I was pretty close.
My uncle was on the floor talking to Kim. And my dad was nowhere to be found. He's probably in the back. The securities are by the door. Okay? So I know this man personally.
You know him?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I know him. I used to work at my dad's bar before. I was a bartender. And I know him. Like, I know who he is or whatever. And he was like asking me for my Instagram. At that moment, I was hesitant. I was like, should I not?
Cheater.
Should I not? And cheater. I'm like, I don't want to like really take the risk. He's talking about like, oh, we're all here. We can defend you. Okay, I already got my ass beat.
From who?
No, I'm saying like, I already got my ass punched. By the time you guys notice what's going on, I already got hit.
Ain't no way, bro.
You guys won't know until I get hit.
Okay.
So I already got
he
my...
He ain't going to hit you. He's...
You don't know.
He's smart enough. We have security. We have your dad's bar. And I'm here.
You don't
I'm
know. Here. He doesn't know that you're my man.
I don't give a fuck. I would have slapped the shit out that nigga.
You didn't say anything when he was talking to me. Why didn't you come
because
up?
Because I'm not no goofy nigga.
Why didn't you come up and be like, oh, I'm not. Because
I don't know. That nigga could have been talking to you about some random shit.
Okay.
Now I'm going to look stupid as fuck. Yo.
But you didn't. I'm not saying something to him. I'm not saying say something to him. I'm just saying like, oh, just grab me or just like touch my back or something, right?
Hell nah. No, but anyways, he didn't do any of that.
All right, he didn't do anything of that. All I'm saying is, if he wanted to hit me, if I said no, right, he wanted to be crazy and hit me, he would have hit me, and then you guys would have acted. But I already got hit.
What situation would that really happen for real? He knows where he's at, bro. If I do anything dumb here, I'm gonna get fucked up. He would get fucked up, bro.
Okay, I understand.
But he would got okay. He hit you.
Don't care. First of all, we're at a bar where people are there to drink. You think that somebody who's drunk is really going to be thinking about their consequences?
No, he didn't look that drunk. He didn't look that drunk when he was talking to you. He looked like he was just talking.
Do you think that
but I'm just, okay, okay, drunk, let's say he gets, matter of fact, he didn't have to hit you. Okay, I'm down. He's like, oh, I don't want you to, boom, no. As soon as he gets a little, boom, like, yo, back the fuck up. Back up.
You don't know. What if he was just like, what if he didn't say anything?
Okay. Like, oh, that situation. Okay. Right. You think he would hit you. And I think, let's say he don't hit you. And I see anything like, yo, he's just acting funny towards you. Yo, back up.
Okay, but my thing is, in that situation,
that
situation, I was just like, let me just get it over with. I blocked him immediately.
If that was me, guess what, bro?
If some random girl came up to you and talking about, oh, girls, let me get your Instagram.
Girls can kill too, bro.
I never said that they couldn't.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying it's rarer.
But know what I'm saying?
For a girl to feel rejected and to start beating your ass.
Girls hate rejection worse than men. That's a fact.
Okay, but they speak with their words first. They're not going to just grab a bottle and hit you.
Oh, they could. I don't put nothing past anybody, bro.
There's multiple empty bottles everywhere.
I don't put nothing past anybody.
There was multiple bottles everywhere. And first of all, if I see some random girl talking to you.
We're already 43 minutes in.
I'm going to be right next to you.
I can't laugh. I can't talk with somebody.
No.
Anyways, let's move on from that. How the fuck did this come about? Oh, the best friend. But anyways, if your friends, to summarize what we was talking about, put it back where it was at, it was perfect where it was at, bro. To summarize what we was talking about, if your friend, if Kitchy got a gay nigga as a best friend, they could hang out, bro. They could hang out. I don't give a fuck. I want her away from me anyway. You know?
Get the fuck out of here.
Only for me. But anyway, let's move on, bro.
For a couple seconds, and you'd be like, where was you at, bro?
I don't.
Where you going,
She's
bro?
Capping. She's capping. When I You're completely capping, bro.
Upstairs, you don't.
You're capping. Where was you when at? When you leave the house, I don't really give a fuck.
Where
bro.
Was you going, bro?
Because it's quiet in
He's
here.
She's lying, bro.
She is quiet
He's
in
lying.
Here. But anyways, let's move on.
Okay, let's talk about.
Let's move on, y'all.
Drake
beef.
Yes.
Drake. Drake is that nigga, bro. J. Cole just looks so much worse from backing out of the beef now. Now that Drake respond, the better light-skinned nigga respond. I've always thought Drake was the better light-skinned nigga. People always, oh, J. Cole's better. No, the better light-skinned is Drake. Simple as that. He dropped a diss and dissed everybody. My GOAT, Kendrick Lamar, got smoked. You feel me? Talk about his wife. First of all, when Kendrick come back, Kendrick's going to smoke this nigga. But it doesn't matter.
I'm excited.
It's cool. Because it's beef. Yeah. And you know, we know these niggas not going to die. We're not going to lose Kendrick over this beef or lose Drake over this beef. No Diddy. But the fuck it, bro. The song was great. She just listened to it. I did a reaction to it yesterday. Go watch that on my YouTube. Shit was great, bro. He dissed everybody. He sent 10 toes down. 20 versus 1. He's going at Rick Ross, Future, Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, Ja Morant. You feel me? Even though he said something about Kenya that wasn't true. Talking about SZA's bigger than him. Cap. Travis Scott's bigger than him. Cap. 21's bigger than him. Cap.
Wait, he said Travis Scott's bigger than him?
He named three artists. Travis Scott, SZA, and 21. You know that's not bigger than Kendrick Lamar, bro.
I thought he dissed Travis who?
No, he didn't. He said, yo, you know Travis is wiping you down. You know SZA's wiping you down. You know 21's wiping you down. Oh. Meaning, they're not. But overall, I love it. I think he's up. That Kendrick was just a verse. We got a whole track. So I'm not going to be like, oh, no. He's up now. He's up 5-10 points over Kendrick. Kendrick's going to respond. And I don't know what he's going to say. What can you possibly say about Drake? Because though when Drake lost, don't touch that. When Kendrick lost, don't touch that. Because you about to turn off the camera.
Don't tell me like that. Don't speak to me like that.
Because why would you do that?
Don't speak to me like that.
Why would you do that,
you
though?
You don't have to speak to me like that.
And you did it again.
I'm sorry.
You want to turn up the camera?
I'm sorry, bro.
And we lose all the footage, bro?
Don't speak to me like that.
But anyways, Drake lost. Why? Because they said, oh, Drake has a baby from Pusha. What is Kendrick going to say about Drake? That's what I always think. What are you going to say?
There's probably more shit out there.
Well, I do say that. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. They do. I done see some clips. Yo, all Kendrick got to do is say this, and it's over. But what do you think?
Well, personally, I'm a Drake fan, so.
You a fan of Kendrick, too.
No, but yeah, of course.
Drake is your favorite, basically. You a fan of both, but Drake is your favorite. Both.
Yeah.
All right. Elaborate.
I really forgot what I was going to say.
Come on, man.
I just don't understand why everybody's coming at Drake for, like, leave my little Pookie Bear alone.
Yeah, see, like this, yeah.
Leave my little Pookie Bear alone.
But Drake can handle it, though. You saw what he did on that song? Drake, bro.
But I just want to know why they're all, like, all of them at the same time.
You know that's what happened. Usually, right, people is buddy, and then you become the villain. And
but usually, all of them at the same time? I just want to know what he did to piss all them off. What's that, that meme?
Damn.
What did he do?
Then I sort of wonder. What did he do to make them niggas that mad? But
yeah. And Drake is just a troll. If we think about it, Drake is a troll. Like, he's going to crack his jokes. He's going to throw these little subs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what had me weak was his text with his mom that he posted about Rick Ross, about how Rick Ross said that he had a nose job, which I don't think is true because his nose looks exactly the same. I saw a before and after picture together, and it looks the same.
BBL Drizzy?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he could have said, oh, he got his body done or something, and people would find it more believable. But his nose... okay, anyways.
I'm just happy that, it's fun. Because, bro, think about it. The guys have been quiet. It's always been the girls now. Now we're finally talking about the guys.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's always, we had Sexy Red. It was just the girls. Now we finally have the big dog going at it. J. Cole really, J. Cole, come on, bro.
Oh, my God. He's been going on this rant for, like, the past fucking week. I can't hear it no more. Yes.
No. I respect what he did, but now that Drake did that shit.
Yes, I can't
hear it. It's the fact that J. Cole can do the same thing. Even though Drake said some bullshit on his thing, but at the end of the day, it's just tells you he don't give a fuck. I love it when you just don't. I don't give a fuck who's mad. Fuck
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you're mad. He said, J. Cole, that kid, that shit you did was weak. I don't give a fuck what you said. That shit was weak. And it was. Okay? Rick Ross already has a this back. He responded the same day. They going back and forth at right now on Instagram.
Oh, right? he wrote posted another one?
No. He has one song out. Rick Ross has one song out.
So when did he say that Drake got a nose job?
Today. On the song.
So why did he diss Rick Ross in the beginning?
What are you talking about?
Who dissed who first?
I don't know who. Drake did.
Drake dissed Rick Ross? For what?
Rick Ross unfollow him. Rick Ross has been doing.
Oh. Yeah. Subs?
But the only sad part about this is we're not getting no more future in Drake.
Rick Ross and Drake. Huh? Later on in the future.
I doubt it. Because guess what? When you know, I feel like Drake is at that stage of his career where he's tired of being the nice guy. He said in the song.
Oh, true.
Do you think it's not getting, because, bro, at some point, bro, you can understand, you know, fuck y'all. At the end of the day, when I try to, I help you niggas, I give y'all niggas hits, bangers.
That's true.
Okay,
Drake. Honestly, Drake, he was right when he said that, like, I give you guys, like, your bangers. Like, because people always, like, oh, he has a future with Drake. Oh, my God, we got to listen. That's
usually Drake is the biggest artist out of all of them, right?
It's like, everybody tunes in if you see that they got a future
the with Drake. The big dog, right? This is Drake.
So, it's like.
Now, you niggas, I'm not
Kendrick
doing that.
Kendrick saying that he's not in the top or whatever. Yes, he is.
He is, but he could say, but it's like, nigga, fuck you. I know you are, but fuck, nigga, you're not, nigga. Fuck you. It's like, we all know, people always like bash LeBron James or Messi, but we all know these niggas are great, but they're going to talk shit. It's okay to talk shit. But I do believe Drake is not going to be all buddy-buddy, which he, bro, no all buddy-buddy, bro, because these niggas, they be jealous of you. They might be jealous of your success. You know what I'm saying? When you're at the top, people be jealous of you.
That's true.
You could sell out shows. He just finished his tour. Sold out probably all these fucking shows. Probably made a bunch of fucking money.
And people are going to multiple of the shows. It's not like, just like, oh, niggas who, yep. They're literally following him. Like, oh, he's here, he's there.
And you got these other niggas who can't sell arenas.
Yeah.
You feel me? Drake, he said a song. You niggas are good here. Yeah, I barely even good here. I can go overseas. Japan, Tokyo, and be good. You feel me? I think his nice days are over. And I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. I just hope the only person. Well, we only got what? How many Kendrick and Drake song? Poetic Justice, which Drake watched that nigga. He watched Kendrick on that song.
Okay.
You feel me?
You got me.
But yeah, bro. The hood with that. Right now, the hip hop game, the hip hop world is great. A lot of shit is going on.
Oh. Let's talk about how Ryan Garcia said that Bobby fucked Drake.
Drake, yeah.
And it caused her to get a divorce. Which is kind of crazy. If that is true, it's crazy. Man. Because not only did she fuck him, but Drake ended up copywriting her video, which is fucked up.
I really want to know like the real situation behind that shit because it came out of nowhere.
She ruined her
family. Interview was great. Mm-hmm.
She ruined, well, I don't know if she ruined it. Maybe it was already like, whatever.
Right.
And that's what she cheated.
That was it, right.
But still, like, divorced. And you got her video taken down? Like, come on.
He did?
He copyrighted it. He got it copyrighted because of the song that he played.
Oh.
So it's like, bruh.
Yeah.
Give her a little bit, bruh.
Listen. I don't know. I don't know the situation, but...
And then Ryan Garcia. What the hell is going on with Ryan Garcia?
He has a fight coming up. Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on with him.
I feel like he's like in a manic episode where he's just like... He's kind of like giving Kanye vibes. And it's like he said that he kissed Bobby and that she was a good kisser. And it's just like, why are you kissing and telling? Why are you exposing?
Why are you doing it exactly?
Like, who? It's not like you need.
We could have went without this information, bro. We really don't care.
It's giving like you're a weirdo, you're a loser. Like she should have never even gave you the time, anything like that. It's just like, why are you doing this to her? For what?
Anyway, I don't give a fuck about Ryan Garcia, bro. Let's talk about. We kind of cover everything. Oh, we almost an hour in. Perfect.
No, we didn't talk about Kai Cenat. Oh, Kai Cenat also. I mean, Drake also mentioned Kai Cenat in the.
One more thing, yeah.
In the song.
Was it a beef or was it a shout out? Was it like a.
It was kind of. I don't think it was a diss because he was talking about how, like, people are begging him to go on his stream. Mm. So it's a diss to whoever was begging him.
Okay. Who are the niggas? I don't know.
I don't know. Even Kai, was on there. Even Kai came out and said that who's begging him. Like, nobody's begging him. Right?
Yeah.
But anyways, said, Mr. Kai Cenat is in some other shit right now with this girl who's an OnlyFans girl.
I'm to look at me. Oh. I'm saying, I already know about it.
Yeah, but we're having a conversation. Conversation, but I'm saying,
you could either look into the camera, because we already know about it.
Anyways, man. Kai Cenat is being exposed right now for...
paying for pussy.
Paying for pussy.
No.
He paid from what we've seen, he paid two times, $5,000.
Crazy.
Which is...
that's nuts. I don't give a fuck how rich I am. $5,000?
For your some pussy?
For some washed pussy. Not even washed pussy. People say her shit is not even that good. Like, her content.
I mean, from what I've seen, it just looks nasty. It doesn't look... it looks homemade.
Homemade.
Even though I know OnlyFans is homemade type of porn,
nigga, ain't no way,
but
bro.
But it's like, it doesn't look like, oh my God, I gotta get it. Like, oh my God, this looks like the best. Like,
girls will throw it to you for free. That's why I don't get... it's like, bro.
But he also did say it was in the beginning of 2023.
Last year, right. And this is coming like mid-2024. My issue with her, we had a whole talk before. I'm saying the girl that's trying to like...
I didn't finish saying the story.
Good.
Anyways, she's exposing him for that because of the fact Kai Cenat did not finish paying the hush money that he owed her.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't finish paying the hush money. So now she's speaking. And I'm saying, good. If he wanted it to be quiet and you paid her a portion of it, why not just keep paying what else you owe?
That was from last year, gang.
It doesn't matter. Money is money. You guys have to realize that this is a girl who is literally a prostitute. She is a prostitute. You can't tell me you're going to go...
you think OnlyFans girls are prostitutes?
She is a prostitute. She's going to pay for money. She's going to fuck for money.
So are OnlyFans girls prostitutes?
Not all of them.
You're getting paid.
You're getting paid for your nudes. That's different. But there's... she's a prostitute because of the fact that she's accepting money for sex.
Mm.
She's selling her punani.
Mm-hmm.
She's a prostitute. She's not going to think of like, oh, okay, like I'm going to be nice and I'm going to let it slide. She is in it for the money. She don't give a fuck about nothing. She don't give a fuck about, oh, I'm cool with you or I'm not cool with you. She is in it for the money and that's it. You have to stop thinking of her as like a nice girl or like I don't even know what to say. But it's just like, that's what she's in for. You told her you was going to pay her this amount, and that's what you have to pay her. If you go and you try to book a prostitute, and the prostitute tells you, oh, it's $500 or it's $50, and you trying to pay her $25, you think she's not going to be like, yo, what the fuck? This is not what we fucking agreed on. It's the same thing.
I'm not even going to fire her because
it's the same thing.
Most people on Twitter saying she's fucking up her money, which that's what I said. You got 10 bands, right? Nigga, 10 bands is a lot of money. For 40 or whatever. I'm not done. For however long they fuck. If you got to, whatever the hush money, bro.
It's a business.
Bro, but that's the thing.
It's her business. But you fucking end with her business.
Bro, what, nigga?
If Kai Cenat tells other people, oh, look, I told this girl I was going to pay her this money and I didn't pay her all. And then other people go up to her. Now she's not getting the
girls,
listen.
The world is saying she's fucking up her money, which this time I'm on. You want to fuck up, bro. You just fucking up more for you, bro. At the end of the day, you think she's doing good. She's doing more damage to her business. You doing more damage to your business.
She said it herself. If he would have paid the hush money.
She's doing more damage. That shit was from fucking, he said, beginning of last year, a year ago.
Okay, so because it's a year ago, I'm not supposed to care about my money?
Okay, how come you didn't do it? Beginning of last year. Now, okay, you low on money. Okay, you probably fuck. You know what? Damn, you know what happened?
Okay.
Wait.
She's probably low on
money.
Wait,
you got your money, right? Cool. You already got your money. You know what? Damn, I still got 10 minutes. Now, a whole, he probably forgot about your ass, bro, because he probably got so much girls in his fucking phone. He forgot about you.
She says she
and now you come on this bullshit. Bro, at the end of the day, okay, you see, this how these people that'll fuck up their business. People like her. You don't ever, at the end of the day, bro, you don't ever find it where you fuck up your money.
Because
at the end of the day,
not always right.
You got 10 bands, bro. You got 10 bands. Okay, whatever the hush, if the hush money was $1,000, you're going to fuck up however much more you can make more for $1,000. No! You made 10 fucking bands. Boo this nigga right here. This nigga don't know what the fuck she's talking about. You don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Okay, but also,
don't fuck up your money.
Other side, if Kai Cenat starts telling people, oh yeah, I fucked this girl, I didn't pay her full amount to hush money, and she still stayed quiet.
Okay, you know what?
And okay, let's say she's running low on money.
You know, bro?
What are you going to do? You're going to put yourself out there. How are you going to put yourself out there?
Bob.
Of course she is.
Bob alert.
Of course she is. She's a prostitute. You expect her to have these, like, good morals and good character.
That wasn't even moral. It's just shut the fuck up. You bringing clout.
She's a prostitute.
And guess what? Do you know what's crazy now? You know what's crazy now? People are going to go. People are going to go to
regardless of if it's good clout or bad clout.
People are going to go to her shit. Like, yo, your shit's not even all that. They're going to cook you now. You know what, bro? I fucked a famous human. You know what? I got 10 bands for him. Boom, boom. At the end of the day, bro, sometimes it's better shut the fuck up. You don't have to be loud about everything. Bruh.
Okay. But she was willing to get her clout either the good way or the bad way.
What does that mean?
She chose the bad way of getting clout. If she, like you said, oh, she's probably low on money. That's why she's doing it now.
You see how she said, okay, it happened last year. She shut the fuck up. That's good. She should have said that way.
She's low on money.
Find another way.
She wants to get clout.
Nigga, you dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You dumb. You got the biggest streamer on your phone. You know what? You
could have spent paying her. Responding to her.
Bro.
So what does that matter to her?
You just sound dumb as hell. Because you know why? He could have spent the block on you and give you. You don't think. Because guess what? You know what, bro? At the end of the day, bro, okay. Bro, he's not supposed to. Okay, you know, one day he might show up again. And you know what? Yo, last time, bro, you forgot.
You didn't pay me.
Hey, G, are you listening? Okay, and you know what? And now he's going to double it. Okay, exactly. Now he's never doing business with you.
That doesn't matter.
You sound dumb as. You got the biggest streamer on your phone. That's like having Drake on your phone. The richest rapper, the biggest rapper on your phone. And you had to fuck it up for some greedy whatever. Maybe it was $1,500. Like, you sound really, bro, it's okay for, you know what? Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's not smart.
Let's bring it down.
Think.
Let's bring it down.
I want you to think.
I want you to bring it down.
I want you to think.
And I want you to bring it
down. God damn.
Because you're dragging it.
You're dragging it.
You're dragging it.
Let me know. If you was in a situation, you got caught.
Bring it down. Get in there. You're screaming. Get in there. And people can hear you. So bring it down.
Okay, bro.
Always want to get loud.
That's all I have on there.
Anyways, you have the high school reunion and you have the Justin Bieber and Jaden.
High school reunion, bro.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What about it? You're the one that wanted to talk about the high school reunion.
What do you mean?
You're the one that added it.
What did the girl say? Anyway, I don't remember the video.
She just said, oh, her high school reunion is coming on. And you said, oh, let's talk about the high school reunion.
My high school reunion. Okay, we're going to talk about high school reunion. There was a TikTok. This girl said, well, oh my God, I follow all these people. Cap, you don't follow everybody you went to high school with, bro. You follow, bro. You know how long the list of people you went to school. Oh my God, I forgot about this person. I don't follow from 20. That was 10 years ago. I follow a couple of motherfuckers. You follow 5 people. You said, oh, I follow all of you already. No, you do not.
Well, she said the people that she wanted to keep up with, she follows them on Instagram or she knows she follows them in real life. Like follows them as in like, you know, your friends basically.
Yeah.
If that's the only people she wanted to keep up with, so that's the only people she cares about. Why would she need to go to a 10-year reunion? Which is true. I'm not going to mine. He wants to go to his. Whatever.
There are people.
Do what you want to do.
There are people that you. It's not even that. Yo, when anything. It's like, bro. Oh, I forgot about you. Oh, I remember you. How's life been? I think it's. Y'all making it seem like it's a bad. It's not a bad thing to me. It's a. People, nigga, we had class together. Oh, we had this teacher.
It's not that it's a bad thing. It's just like I really don't care to go see people that I forgot about in the first place. So.
All right. I guess we.
That's that.
Are y'all going to y'all high school? 10-year reunion? I'm going to go. I don't know. My mind might change. It depends when it happens. It's next year. When they're going to do it. Where they're going to do it. How they're going to do it. What's the requirement? Are we going to have to pay to go do this? Do we just meet up?
You probably do have to pay.
Meet up at the school? Is it going to be at the school?
You probably have to buy like a ticket or something.
Is it going
to
be at the school? Mm. I don't know. But yeah,
there's people 10-year reunion now, right? That we went to high school with.
2014. I don't remember them niggas. I don't. I wasn't friends with a lot of seniors. To be honest.
Okay, I'm gonna name drop real quick. You just gotta cut this out.
Like I said, I don't see the issue. To be honest, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of people that's married with kids. We would be what 27. A lot of people would be 27, 28 years old. I will be 28 next year.
You crazy. Think you're gonna? I was about to say. You think you're gonna be married with kids? Like we're not in a relationship.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah. It's an hour into the pod already. What? Anything else you want to say? I think that's it for me.
The only thing was the Justin Bieber and
There's Jaden. A Justin Bieber and video and Jaden clip going on right now. Jaden is like humping Justin Bieber.
He's not humping him. He's swaying with him, like crazy, rubbing on him.
And Justin was like, ooh.
From the back, yeah.
He was like, ooh. Which and then kiss him in the cheek, which is weird. Niggas don't give a fuck about the kissing the cheek. But I'm not going by my nigga and grinding my nigga like that, bro. Dude, ooh.
You not doing that to Windrus?
Nah. Listen, okay. You, listen, fellas, I know we do gay shit with our guy friends.
Huh?
Nah. You wouldn't understand. Guys, we do like shit. Okay, bro. That's OD. Hey, yo. That's not your real homeboy. You wouldn't understand. It's okay to show love to your niggas, bro, but I'm not getting behind you grinding on you, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it.
I honestly think that the kiss that they were gonna
You think it was gonna be a kiss? No,
it kind of looked like it. Kind of looked like
it. Kind of like, yo, I haven't seen you in a minute.
It was like this. Hold on, he kissed him on the cheek. So it was like.
No, it wasn't.
It went like this, right? It went, go kiss me on the cheek. No, hold on, just kiss, and then it went like that.
I don't think so.
That's not what I saw, bro. They kind of hesitated a little bit. Not what I saw. On the cheek kiss, and I was like,
it's not what I saw. But hey, it's good to see. No, bro, at the end of the day, bro, we don't give a fuck. But you know what's crazy?
We really don't.
I'm glad we brought that shit up.
I feel like
Tyler, the Creator, is literally gay, and nobody give a fuck about
bisexual.
That. Okay, but he's still gay.
Yes, okay, bisexual.
He's still taking dick, sucking dick. But,
you don't know. Maybe he's the top.
But at the end of the day, niggas don't know. You see people, oh, Tyler is gay.
I feel like
we don't care about that shit. It's only Diddy.
I feel like if you just come out and just say it, people don't care, bro. On your ass as much as if you keep denying it. Like if Meek Mill came out and said, you know what, I'm gay.
Nah, Meek Mill can't. No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Certain people, because it's the person.
No, just come out and be who you are.
If Meek Mill comes out and say he's gay,
that's homophobic.
If Meek Mill comes out and say he's gay,
so why could Tyler come out and say it? Perfectly fine.
Because it's just because Tyler doesn't portray that gangster, oh, I'm tough guy street nigga. Meet me as a street guy. If you come out, yo,
do you know who Tyler the Creator was before he started doing
I don't know. But I'm sure you wasn't like, yo, me, I be in the street shooting niggas, guns in the back seat, drive-bys in Philly.
I can't even say niggas, most of
40 niggas deep.
Tyler's lyrics, because you know what I mean? He was wild.
But yeah, bro. Who gives a fuck if you gay? Be who you are.
You just said don't come out if you're gay.
No, certain niggas, bro. Certain niggas, bro.
Don't come out if you're Diddy. Don't come out.
Dreams and nightmares. I used to grind like this. Shine like this.
Yeah, he was grinding all right.
If a nigga ain't putting it in, get the fuck out of here. Meek Mill cannot come out gay, bro. Don't give a fuck.
Yes, you can.
But anyways, bro. That's it for the pod. We are 1 hour and 9 minutes in. Thank you for watching. Thank you to our 16 subscribers. 16 followers on TikTok. Thank you to the 11 subscribers on YouTube. And what else do we get? Oh, and people who listen to us. We're just getting started.
Can y'all tell us what the hell you want to hear us speak about?
I know. Do you want it to be a longer podcast? No, hell no.
Do you want it to be a shorter podcast?
Nah. Bro, we were chatting on one topic for like 25 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. You want it to be shorter?
But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. We're not going to sit here and yap it up. It's about to be 8. We got work tomorrow. Sunday depression is about to start. As soon as we turn off this camera. Send a depression. But yeah, man. Love y'all. Come on, say love you guys.
Love you guys. I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, we got work tomorrow, bruh. Peace.